back to Rachel's hen party group chat, definitely wait. Waitrose number one always comes first. From heather honey-smoked Scottish salmon and salted caramel croissant cups to tomato and vodka pasta sauce. Everything else can wait. Save 20% on Waitrose number one. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Excludes products within the number one meal deal.
Make morning simples with 25% off coffee and pastries at Cafe Nero when you take out the qualifying product, so compare the market.
Nero, oh, oh,
we in the coffee
and a cinnamon swirl.
Man, I feel like a Nero.
App only one membership per year, two codes per day, 25% off barista-made drinks and pastries, exclusions and T's and C's apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. US President Joe Biden has described the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar as a good day for the world and a chance to end the conflict in the Middle East. Israel's military says it killed the architect of the October 7th attacks during an operation in southern Gaza. Biden's deputy, Vice President Kamala Harris, says his death represents progress towards peace.
Hamas is decimated and its leadership is eliminated. This moment gives us an opportunity to finally end the war in Gaza.
Harry Styles has remembered his lovely friends Liam Payne, who died after falling from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires. He's posted a tribute on social media, saying the years they spent together in One Direction will forever remain among the most cherished in his life. A year on from Storm Babette, we're hearing how the lives of those flooded have been affected. Thousands of homes and businesses across the UK were hit, and seven people lost their lives, including Maureen Gilbert from Chesterfield in Derbyshire. Water rushed into her home on Tapton Terrace from the River Rother after hours of torrential rain. As son Paul says, the last year for him has been hell.
Constant thoughts of what else can be done, what should I have done, shouldn't I have done, constantly watching the weather reports, constantly hearing from my friends that live at the terrace about how close they are to flooding again. And it's just been dreadful for me. I really am struggling.
The body of former First Minister of Scotland, Alex Salmond, will return to Aberdeen today. The 69-year-old died from a suspected heart attack in North Macedonia on Saturday. The King and Queen are due to arrive in Australia this morning for their first trip abroad since His Majesty's cancer diagnosis. Charles and Camilla will spend 6 days in Canberra and Sydney. And the National Gallery's banned liquids, except for baby formula, expressed milk and prescription medicines, after attacks by activists on its artworks. Protesters have targeted pieces on five separate occasions since 2022. The London Museum's also urging visitors to bring minimal items and no large bags. A fine and dry day for most of us. Showers in western parts, though, with some getting heavy, highs of 17 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Where nature meets classical.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
The calming start to your day.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music. In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
in the park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
This is the relaxing sound of In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Days start better with the sounds of nature. In the Park on Magic Classical.
Cellists Raffaella Gromisch and Angela Chang. That's the Evening Prayer from Engelbert Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. Bringing us to the end of In the Park for another morning. Back tomorrow morning as usual, the weekend edition. 5 a.m. start, and sees us right through till 8 tomorrow and on Sunday.
Liam couldn't wait to sing his wedding vows.
Luckily, he saved on interest and got everything he needed with his Barclaycard, including a brand new head mic and a live band.
Could it take some time to do the things we never had?
What you buy is your business. Helping you pay less interest is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 24.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply. For offer length, visit barclaycard.co.uk.
Running a business can feel like you're spinning plates. Isn't that right, Kat?
Tell me about it, Kev. What can I get you today, then? The full works?
Tempting, but let's see what I can offer you. Like the new iPhone 16 Pro, the first iPhone built for Apple intelligence. Perfect for juggling those business plates.
Looks like you've got a lot on your plate too, Kev.
The best iPhone. Available on EE, the UK's best network. BT and EE, better for business.
Apple Intelligence coming December 2024. Best for network performance. Verify at ee.co.uk/claims.
But Claire's world has only been getting smaller. She doesn't leave the country. She barely leaves the house. Still traumatised by that roadside bomb in Iraq. More than 20 years ago. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems, helping them rediscover the world they once knew. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
I'm very proud to launch my new M&S Food and Tom Kerridge Gastropub range. It's taken years of hard work to bring the flavours of my restaurants to the shelves of M&S. So choose a main, side, and either a starter or a dessert in the Gastropub dine-in. For your dessert, give my super indulgent molten cookie dough a go, oozing with dark and white Belgian chocolate with a touch of sea salt. This is not just food. This is Tom Kerridge and M&S Gastropub food. Subject to availability, T's and C's apply.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £42 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Well, if you insist.
Hit it! Dance me like you've never did before!
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. The Prime Minister says the UK won't mourn the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. A statement from Sikir Starmer describes him as the mastermind behind the deadliest day in Jewish history since the Holocaust. The 62-year-old was targeted by Israel in an operation in Gaza. Naomi Bar-Yarkov is an expert in international affairs. She hopes this is a step towards peace in the Middle East.
Now is the time for the United States to put the pressure on Israel and exercise the leverage that they have and say, you've achieved all your declared goals. Now it's take it or leave it. There is no reason the war in Gaza shouldn't end.
Liam Payne's One Direction bandmates say the memories they share with him will be treasured forever. Harry Styles says he was truly devastated by his death. Zayn Malik says he's lost a brother. While Louis Tomlinson wished he'd been given a chance to say goodbye. The 31-year-old singer died after falling from the third floor of a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires on Wednesday. These fans outside say they still can't believe it.
This is like the most I have cried because I'm still processing all of this.
When I was happy, I listened to them. When I was sad, I listened to them. And I love them with all my heart.
The victims of the massive explosion in the Benwell area of Newcastle have been named. Jay Laws, who was in his 30s, and 7-year-old Archie York died in the blast in the early hours of Wednesday. Six others were injured. One of them remains in hospital in a critical but stable condition. King Charles will be landing in Australia this morning as part of a six-day trip to the country. He'll be joined by the Queen Camilla in his first visit abroad since his cancer diagnosis earlier this year. Over £570 million was lost to fraudsters during the first half of this year, but UK Finance says that is 1.5% down on the same period last year. And colleagues not doing their jobs properly apparently tops the list of our most annoying work gripes. As studies found, we also don't appreciate being micromanaged or given the wrong information. Fine and dry day for most of us. Showers in western parts, though, with some getting heavy, highs of 17 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.